spot, would they ever call that a pond, or what was a pond?
Yeah, it would be a pond, just a small place.
Okay, but it's usually a reservoir.
We call them reservoirs out here.
Okay, were there terms for different types of soil, either productive soil or unproductive soil, poor soil?
Yeah, the road from our place to, from here to our place used to be pure old clay. Now it's gravel, but it's clay soil. And it's not no good for nothing. We got quite a few spots in the yard that are nothing but clay soil. And they just bake harder than a rock when it gets, when they get wet, and then they go to cooking, you know, drying out. And there's sand. It's not really good for production. It blows away too bad. And there's loam. It's pretty good soil.
They ever use the term gumbo?
No, that's what the clay soil is. It's gumbo.
I see. Okay. What about, would they use the term for one of these cement walkways that you go along in town? For example, there's some new ones over here. Would they? What would they call that?
Sidewalk.
Okay. And let's see. What, to your mind, what does the word boulevard mean?
It's a wide street.
Okay. And maybe you could tell me, explain the different varieties of paved and unpaved roads, what names they might have.
Well, paved roads are improved roads. No, paved roads are paved roads. Gravel roads are improved roads. Then some of them are called just plain gravel roads.
Okay. What would they call it? The place in the mountains where they might put a road through where the elevation is lower? Would it? Yeah.
Pass?
With that, okay, great.
Powder River Pass is 9,000 some feet high. I tried up here both of them.
They never use the word notch or gap or anything like that?
Well, I suppose some people do, but I've never heard it. That's more like North Carolina folks.
Yeah, I think so. Okay. What about the word badlands?
Badlands? That's absolutely, completely waste land. Maybe pasture in it. There's mile, acre after acre after acre over here in South Dakota. And across the mountains towards Whirling, there's quite a bit of badlands.
Oh, I get to see that in a couple of days.
Mm-hmm.
Looking forward to that. And the word high, the words high plains, is that, what does that mean? Is that something that outsiders have made up? Or?
That's something I never heard anyway.
So you just call it the plains, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Let's see. What about, the difference between a mountain and a hill?
Well, a mountain is several thousand feet higher than a hill, and it's usually forested with trees and,
okay, and
other types of green. A hill is nothing but sagebrush and rock.
I see. Okay. And what would you call something that a river had carved out of a mountain? I guess they have that one in Arizona, the famous one that's really deep.
Canyon.
Uh-huh. Now, what's your understanding of the word canyon?
Well, it's a deep hole in the earth that both sides are steep, pretty near impenetrable, if you don't make special trails down into it.
Now, is that different, a canyon, is that different than a draw?
Yeah, it's different than a draw, because most of your draw is slope.